Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is the Grilling Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob, and Jop is on his way to deer camp. So filling in for him, speaking of deer camp, is our good friend Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market.
Hey, Bob. It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Steve's a big part of deer camp because his deer camp is pretty close to mine, and beyond his is Tim Sobey's. So there's a there's sort of a deer camp mafia. And Jop wanders from camp to camp, so I don't really know where he is. He's not showing up on radar today, but as soon as I get out of here.
Jop was there last year, and he made some. He grilled some wonderful, I think it was a rack of lamb. He just kind of split them up. What do you call it? The little...
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
Lollipops.
The lollipops.
The lamb lollipops. Yeah. He likes doing those. He's a fancy griller.
He is a fancy griller. He's kind of a fancy guy, really.
Yeah, he really is. Matter of fact, he has all designer camo that he wears in the woods.
No
so.
Way.
I don't know if he ever gets in the woods. By the time he leaves your place, he should stay out of a tree.
I've seen him sleep in the woods.
Anyway, so this show is the Other Essentials for Deer Camp. We are being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, who is the wizard on the big board. And he makes us sound good even when we screw up. So
That's for sure.
We need Brian, who also... Brian, you have another gig as well. You do some action calling. So who are you doing live call for?
I do a lot of high school football stuff, especially with our playoff coverage. So, you know... I was at Forest Hill Central last night. They took on Traverse City Central. It was a pretty good football game. So, and all of a sudden, month away, we'll be kicking in the high school basketball coverage, believe it or not. So,
and none of those guys are taking a knee.
No. Good. Nobody's taking a knee, that's for
sure. Well, so it's the Other Essentials for Deer Camp. And, man, I'll tell you, I know we've covered deer camp quite a bit this year, this fall. Depending on where you're listening to this, you may or may not be a deer hunter, but in North America, I think it's the number one hunting sport, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I know that the pelts for our deer skin, like the white-tailed deer, has the softest leather in the world.
Is that
so
right?
All of our pelts, of our pelts actually get thrown into giant cans, and they put salt and brine in them, and they ship them off to China, and they make shoes, and they ship them back to us.
Well.
And gloves.
We're using them. That's great. That's
great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful. And I've honestly never even tanned a hide, at least on a deer. And
I've seen it done on TV, and it's really quite a process.
It's a lot more work.
It's a process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I threw mine on salt last year, and I was going to do it, but it's one of those things you're going to do.
So you got a deer last year?
I try to get one every year. It was just a doe.
That's cool.
I'm a picky hunter. I always take a doe
first.
And it takes the pressure off, and then I can get picky and wait for a nice buck. But, you know, in Michigan at least, in a lot of states, the quality deer management practices are really taking hold. So we're seeing nicer and nicer bucks come around finally, because for years we decimated our bucks, and we let people shoot the little ones, and they just never got to maturity.
Well, I don't know about bucks this year, but there's just a ton of deer where we go, we have a cottage up in Big Bass Lake, and we have seen so many deer this year. So many deer.
Yeah, I think that mild winter last year might have helped us.
So they're all over the place. Yeah.
So for deer camp every year, I bring up chili. And this year, last night, I'm living in a construction zone, so we're living down in the basement.
I know you are.
And
That's not done yet?
No.
Come on.
No, you sound like my wife.
Yeah.
I snuck up into the kitchen, wiped off drywall dust, and got out some big pots. And I thawed my last two packages of venison, ground venison. and I found a package of boudin from Louisiana. It's that wonderful Cajun sausage with the rice in it.
Sure, yeah.
And it's fantastic. So I got the big pot going, and I put a bunch of tomatoes in, several types of beans, and my little secret blend of chili spices. And by the end of the night, man, I think I had three bowls before I went to bed, which is really
a bad
idea. Really bad idea.
Where do you get the sausage?
I picked it up in Louisiana when I was seeing the Percy Guidry boys, the makers of the Cajun Grill.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had been in the freezer. This stuff's all been in the freezer around a year. And so for chili, it's a great time to use freezer meat, right?
Sure is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that turned out really nice. But I got a cool email this week. One of our partners in the show, his name's Greg Mosheri. His radio nickname, he's a legend in the radio business, but his radio nickname is Bugsy. And I have no idea where that came in, but he used to broadcast in Atlanta and all over. He lives here in Michigan now, but he does a lot of work on the East Coast. And he said that he wanted to make his family, he got he wanted to do stuffed pork chops. He had some butterfly loin chops.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to get to work and come up with something for him. And I made him a recipe, and I call it Bugsy's Grilled Stuffed Pork Chops. And I'm going to put this, I'm going to have our webmaster put this on the Grillin' Guys website. You can go to thegrillinguys.com anytime you want any of our recipes. If you want to hook up for podcasts, they're free. Heck, we'll pay you to take them. It's so bad. But it'll look for Bugsy's Grilled Stuffed Pork Chops. And anyway, if you've ever wanted to do butterfly chops and didn't know what to do, one of the nice things to do with them is to put stuffing in them. So I looked at some recipes online, and I just kind of customized it based on what I thought it did have or didn't have. And I never leave any recipe alone. So I won't do the whole thing, but basically it's going to be some frozen corn, breadcrumbs, parsley, chopped onion, sage, things like that. And then when you get these butterfly chops, if you're going to grill them, one of the things I like to do with any pork chop or loin is I like to slice it up into nice chops and then take my my meat tenderizer to it. And a Jacquard makes a nice one. You can even use a meat hammer if that's all you've got. But basically, I'll lay that butterfly open, and I'll pound the air-loving snot out of it on a board, and I'll just beat it up until it's not even noticeable. Before I do that, I'm going to rub some good EVO on there and maybe a little salt and pepper, and I'm going to pound that into it. But then you take this stuffing mix and put it on one side, flip the thing over, and then take a couple toothpicks and pin that thing together, because you're going to have to turn this on the grill.
Now, how long do you cook those when you have a good stuffed pork chop?
Until like that stuffing gets to 165.
Okay, 165.
Well, just to be safe.
Yeah.
And doing it this way, I'm probably going to go less, but I'm gonna tell everybody to go a little safer. But if you get your stuffing to 160, everything's safe.
Okay.
Anytime something's stuffed, I go on the safe side, just in case there's a pocket that's not picking up the temps right.
Okay.
But then flip it over, get a nice grill mark. When you put your thermopen in there and get a reading and it's 155, 160 in the stuffing, you're good. Pull it off and let it rest. And that is going to be a fantastic
That's good
chop.
To know, because my wife Barb and I get stuffed pork chops and Sobe every once in a while, which are delicious. And we always have to kind of guess on when they're done, but that's a good tip. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So for deer camp, that might be a little fancy, but I'll tell you what, if you pull those things out, like at your deer camp, it's not too fancy because the stuff you bring up is ridiculous, and we're going to cover that in the next segment. Mm-hmm. But coming up in the next segment, I should say, is Matt DeLong. I ran into him recently at Sobe Meats, speaking of Sobe, and he has a company called Ridge Cider. So this is a Grillin' Guys. Stick around. We'll be back.
You love it when I sing. Say it makes you feel like an angel. We about to get a little tangled up right about now. So girl, let's keep burning it down. Burning it down.
Hi, it's Beth Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and it is the Other Essentials for Deer Camp show. We're going to get you tuned up, so when you show up at deer camp, especially if you're like me, I'm a guest at deer camp, and so I always have to show up with something because you don't want to be that guy that's mooching, right?
You have a lifetime invitation to Siciliano's deer camp.
Oh, man.
You and Jop both. So.
That's music to my ears. Last time, so sitting in for Jop today, Jop is missing in action, but sitting in for Jop today is Steve Siciliano. He is our, let's call him our resident beer, spirits, and cigar aficionado.
Yeah.
But another guy you might want to have up to that deer camp someday is sitting right next to you, and his name is Matt DeLong. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, Bob. Thanks a lot for having me.
I ran into Matt just recently at Sobey Meats, which is like a gathering place like Siciliano's. You meet some of the best people at these local markets. And he was in the back with Tim, and I'm always hanging out in the back. And I saw these bottles, and it looked like pop or something, and it was a little raspberry apple cider. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're sitting back there with a six-pack of hard cider, our raspberry hard cider, and we're playing around with some brat mix, some chicken mix, pork mix, and seeing if we couldn't make ourselves a hard cider brat there at Sobey's.
And I had the luxury of trying one.
You did. You came out at the right time. Tasty. The oven dinged, and you were
like
right
that.
There.
I had my eye on you. So I just went by your mill recently, and I had never seen it or heard of you before. And I was coming back from up north. You're a little bit north of Grand Rapids, Michigan, on the west side of Michigan. And that's apple country.
Yep.
So did you grow up in the apple business?
Didn't grow up in the apple business. Grew up in Fremont, surrounded by orchards on all four sides of the home. I grew up, participated in working for some of the different apple packers and apple growers in the area. So very familiar with it, and that's where I grew a passion for making hard cider.
And Fremont, Michigan is the home of Gerber baby food. So everybody around the world has seen the Gerber baby on a bottle of something in their house.
Yeah, so, that's correct. That's how people ask me where I'm from. I
right.
say Gerber baby food
yeah,
capital.
Yeah. So that's where I was coming back from. Actually, my buddy lives out there, and my best friend. And so I was coming back from there, and I saw your mill, and I thought, how cool, another one. I mean, these cider guys are really coming on. So how'd this thought hit your head?
You know, again, grew up around the orchards, made fresh cider my whole life with my family. Mother told me what would happen if I were to let it sit. That intrigued me, to say the least. And I thought I wanted to be a winemaker. Wasn't exposed to that world, but continued to make fresh cider, then hard cider. Passion grew. Started sharing bulk raw cider through different avenues. A little premature, but it got me started.
Yeah, I think we sold it in the back of our parking lot. That
we sure did. And, quickly
and I think
got
the feds were knocking on your door.
Oh, good thing you're only saying it on syndicated radio.
I told them I knew nothing.
Yep, shortly got a cease and desist. And I said, well, you know what? I better do this legitimately.
So this is a real story. What did we just try?
We're drinking right now our porch sitting hard cider is what we call it, and that's just notes of a cinnamon and vanilla.
I don't know that I've ever had another cider that had, you know, the variations you've got. What else did you bring?
Today, our raspberry, of course, that we're trying there at Sobey's Meats, but also our hopped cider that we call hopped. We're using three different kinds of hops, two of them sourced locally right from the Fruit Ridge, and kind of a nice twist for folks that might like or prefer kind of hoppy or maybe even
let's
a beer
try
approach.
That. Let's try
yeah,
that. That sounds
that
way cool.
Yeah, no
so,
problem.
So do you ever do these in the wintertime warm?
Our porch sitting, we do mulled right at the tap room. Something else we do fun to kind of add a sweeter approach because most of our ciders are on the drier side. At the tap room, we'll kind of cinnamon sugar the rim, torch it, candy it to the rim, and that's very popular at the tap room.
I can imagine, like, if you're snowmobiling or cross-country skiing or downhill skiing or anything like that. I was at a beer festival in northern Michigan years ago. We did our show up there from Traverse City, and a couple of the winemakers came in with a warm wine, or maybe it was even a cider. I think it was a wine, and I couldn't believe how good warm wine was.
Oh, yeah. Very popular this time of the year. And speaking of Deer Camp and meats, our tap room, our mill that you were speaking of, is right on M37 south of Grant. So right on the way up for many folks going up there for Deer Camp.
And that's the way I go up.
Perfect. Yeah. Stop in. You know what?
That's,
tomorrow.
That's the way Michigan. We go up, too, and we have stopped at your place.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Just to
it.
See if the feds were still there.
No. They're lurking around the corners.
This,
you know what?
This is cool.
Yeah.
Tell us again what this is.
That's our hop cider. Three different hops in there.
Do you know what kind of hops they are, Matt?
Yeah, we've got a Cascade, a Centennial, and then a Citra. The Cascade and the Centennial are the local hops.
Did you say you sourced these from West Michigan?
Yep, right there on 7 Mile, Hop Ridge Farms.
Oh, Hop Ridge Farms.
Yeah,
sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, is this cool.
Yeah, kind of a clean, different approach, lightly, a little bit of citrus and notes.
Not so acidic either.
Yeah, you know, most of our ciders are a little less acidic than you might find in majority.
Well, and I think a lot of people that tried hard ciders, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there were a couple big brands, and they're still out there. I can't think of the name. Doesn't matter. But they're big national, worldwide brands or whatever. And after you drink one, you've got a stomach ache because it's just so acidic that
yeah.
you can't drink two. And I don't think that's a good idea.
Sure. You know, and something we pride ourselves on is just using 100% real apples, 100% real ingredients, such as, you know, of course, real hops, but cinnamon sticks, real vanilla beans, real raspberries. So you're finding a clean, natural approach to our hard cider.
So what other fruits are you blending in with apple cider?
Oh, we follow the seasons. It's fun to stop by at the tap room. There's always at least 12 on tap, you know, from blueberries, strawberries, banana.
How about peach?
Pineapple. Peach, yep, we've got that on. We call it our Peach Ridge. That's on tap right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know where I'm stopping this afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to Deer Camp late, though. So how long does it take to – so you crush the apples, mm-hmm. get your juice, get your cider or your cider.
Yeah. How long does it take to ferment? You know, it's really relative to the environment. Much like a beer, though, under 70 degree fermentation, it'll be about 2 weeks. If we're kind of pushing along, we'll spend another week or two, maybe adding some spices, some different fruits. In about 3-4 weeks, we've got something in a keg or a bottle.
So do you have to heat this up when you make it?
No, we don't.
We're not
adding any heat, so we're just squeezing the apples, making your raw, fresh cider. And from there, treating it much like a wine in terms of prepping for fermentation, and from there, deciding what we might like to add.
And what do you call this again?
hopped, our hopped, our dry hop
cider.
When
you described it, the first thing in my mind was like, yeah, it's a bad idea.
You know?
Because I had the raspberry and I loved it.
Sure.
Then you say hops and I'm like, nah, now you're taking it a little too crazy.
Yeah, and we hear that at the tap room and a lot of people say, well, I don't like hops. Well, we're not adding heat to the hops either, so you're not getting much of the bitterness at all.
So
but
you're
rather,
dry hopping them.
Yep, yep. So you're getting the citrus notes, the aroma notes, rather than maybe the bittering that you see in an IPA.
If you're listening and you hear this noise in the background, they're remodeling the building. We're in a big high rise, and they've been working on it for like a year, I think. It sounds like giant woodpeckers out there. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and it's the Other Essentials for Deer Camp. And right now we're talking with Matt DeLong from Ridge Cider. So are you out of the state of Michigan yet, or are you still just in Michigan?
Nope, we've really taken our time and focusing on West Michigan and then furthering it before we get
But you're
too
pretty
spread
new
out.
Business.
Yeah, relatively new. We've opened in 2015, but really stuck to the tap room, a little bit of keg distribution. This past summer was the first summer or time that we've released packaging, and look forward to expanding the packaging options here into the new year.
So around the nation, are there people doing this in like every state?
I wouldn't say every state, but there's a growing number of hard cider makers, craft hard cider makers, and the more the merrier, trying to build the category yep. awareness and education as to what a great beverage we're making right here from local fruit.
Yeah, what a great idea. Matt DeLong, Ridge Cider, I'm a fan. This
awesome.
Was fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate you coming down here, you bet. Coming up next, the Full Belly Deli. And maybe a little bourbon. Stick around. It's the Grilling Guys.
Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down. These hollers and hills, let me show you how. Country views.
Have you missed episodes of the Grilling Guys? Go to thegrillingguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillingguys.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to gibbq.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy show. Yeah, that's right. You better be listening to the Grilling Guys, or it's just a dream. Hey, it's the Other Essentials for Deer Camp show, and we always talk about, you know, what to make for bird hunting and what to take on summer vacation and yada, yada. When it comes to the fall and deer camp starts getting close, we probably get amped up on adrenaline and do, we, you know, I apologize to all you folks who don't deer hunt. You're probably sick of hearing about deer this, deer that. But you know what? Venison is one of the healthiest red meats in the world.
It's very lean, isn't it?
Yeah, and filling in for Jop today is Steve Siciliano, and he's one of our great sponsors and owns a market on the west side of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's called Siciliano's Market, and if you have never been there and you want to go to a beer store that will not leave you wanting, this is the place to go. And I always say it's a beer store, but you have an incredible wine selection and probably the fullest liquor selection that you could ask for, and I'm a bourbon fan.
Bourbons are so popular nowadays, we can hardly keep them on the shelf. In fact, we bought a whole barrel of Buffalo Trace about 3 weeks ago. It came in, and I think we have, when I left the store this morning, we had two bottles left. Buffalo Trace is a blended bourbon, but when you buy a single bottle and retailers can do, or a single barrel and retailers can do this, you get the entire barrel. It's a single barrel. And it just blew out of the store. Again, I think we had two bottles left when I left the store this morning. So
wow.
Yep.
So I need to stop and pick one up.
I don't
take it
know
up to
if we have any left, but if we do, you should pick one up.
Okay, so let's say the average guy who just plays around a little bit with bourbon, and maybe he's got to watch his budget because deer camp's expensive.
Yes, it can.
Your wife doesn't know how much we spend.
We don't spend anything, really.
It's the black budget.
My wife is sitting right over there.
It's the black budget.
I don't know if you're...
Well,
if
she
your
sees
wife listens,
you load up your car from your store. That's not fair.
She's pointing her finger at me right now.
So let's say I just wanted to try a nice bottle of bourbon, but I got to watch my dollars.
I'm glad you asked. And I'm right in the middle of chewing on a beef stick from Sobe.
Sobe meat stick, yeah. That's their medium heat with cheese.
Yeah.
And my favorite.
It goes really well with this hop cider,
it
by
does.
The way, too. I'm glad you asked, because Evan Williams has a good bottle of bourbon. It's straight bourbon, which means it's
not blended.
Not blended, and it's we sell it for $18.99 now.
So what would it be called? Just Evan Williams.
Evan Williams bottled in bond. Now, for your listeners who don't know what bottle and bond means, it's basically a government regulation that ensures that the age of a product. And bottled and bond bourbons have to be 100 proof. So this is a 100 proof bourbon. Probably not the best to make a Manhattan or an old fashioned or something like that, but a sipping whiskey with maybe a rock or just a little bit of water, it's outstanding. It's only $18.99
wow.
at our store. So,
and that's called what again?
Evan Williams Bottled in Bond.
Evan
bourbon.
Williams.
Yeah, and it's.
I don't know that I've ever bought it.
It's a great bourbon for under $20.
Hmm.
So,
okay.
But, there's some good deals out there. But then when you start, a lot of the bourbons right now are on $50 or so. And,
right.
You know,
and if you're a bourbon snob, you don't mind.
No.
But if you're trying to become a bourbon snob, it's really painful to spend $50 on a bottle of booze.
It certainly is.
Because your buddy's going to fill his glass too much.
Especially for deer camp. When,
yeah.
And I've been at these deer camps where that bottle just gets passed around without even a glass.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get a little
crazy.
You
can do Seagram's if you want to
do that. Or Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Which is a fine product. But
that was my first bourbon.
That was my first bourbon, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's still not bad.
No, it's very drinkable, but we're seeing so many good bourbons come on the market now, and some local products as well. Long Road and...
those guys are incredible.
Yeah, those guys are doing great. They just keep on garnering awards. Which
okay,
is,
so what would be another mid-range bourbon that you could take to deer camp and not get hurt too terribly bad? How about the $35 range?
Yeah, let's see, $35.
And one that's not owned by one of the giant conglomerates.
Yeah. I don't know if I can think of any right off the top of my head, but I think, well, actually, Long Road has a very nice wheated bourbon, I believe, for right around that price range.
And how about right out of Kentucky?
Right out of Kentucky.
I know when I go to Louisville, My friends down there turned me on to some little local brands that are crazy, and they're $20 a bottle, and they're just fine sipping bourbons.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, how about if we jump it up a notch, and we hit the $70 range?
Ooh, the $70 range.
Because I know I had some at your camp last 2 years ago.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember that.
Yeah.
I thought we drank. I thought we drank Belgian beer that time.
We did, but
did we drink other things?
There was, yes, actually we did, and we ate bread. Remember the bread?
Oh,
your nephew's bread was crazy good.
That's my son's Chris's bread.
Oh, that was Chris's. Yes.
Chris's, yeah.
So how about what do you think of Bullet 10?
You know what? I love Bullet.
$50
Yeah, I think it's a great bourbon.
It's a fantastic bourbon.
Yeah, we've had that. Quite a bit, really. Buffalo Trace. That's the bourbon I'm thinking of.
Okay.
You know, and I just mentioned we had a single barrel.
Yeah.
Buffalo Trace is under $30.
Really?
That's a great deal.
Okay.
Great deal.
I'm going to stop and pick a bottle of that up as soon as we get out of here.
But even the regular Buffalo Trace, you know, ours was a single barrel, so it was a little bit higher, but a little bit more. But regular Buffalo Trace is just a great product, great deal. Mm. I love that bourbon. In the $60 range or the $56 range, Hudson's four-grain bourbon. They call it Hudson's four-grain bourbon, composed of corn, rye, wheat, and barley, and only aged for 4 years. But there's just all kinds of things going on with this bourbon. And to be a true bourbon, you have to at least 51% corn. And it can be made anywhere in the United States. It doesn't have to be made in Kentucky, but it has to be made in America. So at least 51% corn, it can have other cereal grains in it. So, but
and the difference between bourbon and whiskey is what?
There's different kinds of whiskey, obviously, but bourbon is again 51% corn. Rye, a rye whiskey is mostly rye. At least mm-hmm. probably 51% rye.
And I don't like rye toast, so maybe that's why I don't like rye.
rye.
We had rye at your place a couple years ago. Actually, that was one of them you brought up. It was a rye bourbon, I thought.
Well, it could have some rye in it. It could be bourbon needs to be 51% corn.
Right, but I know Bullet bourbon. Makes a rye as well.
Bullet rye, right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so a rye. It's not a bourbon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's so confusing. Hey, let's talk another thing for Deer Camp. Since we're supposed to be doing the Full Belly Deli, the Full Belly Deli is a segment that talks about how to get some deli-style food without breaking the bank. Here's a cool thing to bring to Deer Camp, and it's really sweet. Go to your favorite butcher who has a smokehouse in his butcher. In other words, a guy like Sobey who made these wonderful jerkies and meat sticks here. And if your butcher doesn't have a smokehouse, find one that does, because he's going to be making something called a smoked pork chop. And a smoked pork chop on the grill is so nice for Deer Camp, because here's what happens. Especially if you're hunting where it's cold. Now, if you're down in South Carolina, it's not that cold. So you come in from camp and, you know, you're swatting mosquitoes. But up here, we're going to be having snow this weekend. So you grab some smoked pork chops. You put a little oil on the skin. And you just throw those babies right on the grate on your bed of coals and give them about 2 minutes on each side. Pull them off and throw them on your plate with some baked beans or whatever. A smoked pork chop. You don't have to get it very hot. You just want some grill marks on it, and you want to get it to like 70, 80 degrees, a perfect eating temp. It's the way to go. Hey, coming up next, we're going to make Steve stick around and tell us a little bit about some good cigars to bring to Deer Camp. It's the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
We call it all living the dream. These are my people. This is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City, USA.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
I love this guy, Steve Siciliano, filling in for Jop. I think Jop might be in a little bit of trouble here because
I don't think so.
He might have lost his spot.
I don't think so. Here, Barb, you want to do the honors and pour
this beautiful
raspberry cider from
this
Rich?
This is The Grillin' Guys. Make sure you check out our website. It's The Grillin' Guys, and you can check us out on Facebook/ The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. See the common thread there? So Matt says he thinks he's going to be doing some grilling this weekend. So, what are you thinking of grilling now, Matt?
I'm definitely going to be grilling. You know, there at Sobeys, he gave us a few tips while we were snacking back there.
Tri tips?
There you go. Tri tips. He gave us some tri tips that we'll be trying here. So definitely hunting and grilling.
So I'm taking. I picked up a pack of some beautiful New York strips. I got a flat iron. I got a Sobeys sizzler. And I bought one great big prime sirloin. And I'll tell you what, these boys, we're going to do that tomorrow night. But these boys are going to get some great beef tomorrow night. Tonight we're having chili. So that's the easy one because I have a gigantic pot. I should just hit the road and go over to your place and bring some chili because
it sounds delicious.
I'm not kidding you. It just turned out so well. You know, Jop and I
You could probably get a designated driver up there someplace.
I need to find one. I need to bring one.
Yeah.
We're in this chili cook-off every year. Jop got us hooked up with this chili cook-off, and so this will be our fourth year at it. And every time I make chili, I'm playing around with something different because I'm afraid we're going to get knocked off our high horse here.
So
one
you have
of these
won
times.
These contests?
We've won a couple of them. We took second place one year, first place the other two. But it gets you nervous. You know, I can see how these NASCAR drivers, once they win a few times, what kind of pressure's on them. This is just chilly.
Yeah.
But still, nobody wants to lose after winning.
You get
winning.
A little ruthless after a while, huh?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking I might have to do something this year.
Get a little aggressive.
Get all my, you know, bring some bourbon around to all my competition.
There
and just,
you go.
Hey, guys. So let's talk cigars because
I love talking cigars.
My father-in-law and I were famous for having cigars. He passed Charlie Jabour. He left us about a year and a half ago. My brother Mike lives over on Lake Michigan. He and I have cigars. There's only a few people I really smoke cigars with because it's not as common as like eating a meat stick. You not just everybody has the time commitment.
That is correct, especially during the winter. And there's the way our society is, and it's probably a good thing, there's not a whole lot of places to smoke anymore.
That so sucks.
Well, I didn't know how politically correct you want to be.
We're not.
Yeah. But there are man caves, basements, well, not really basements, but my wife allows me to smoke a cigar in the basement.
Does she?
Look at her.
She's a peach.
Isn't she?
good to marry up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I have a three-stall garage with a wood boiler in it.
There you go.
So it's heated. It's like 65 out there all the
That's
time.
Beautiful.
And we just crack a window.
Yeah.
And I'll get some folding chairs out there. And I like to have a glass of scotch with a cigar or bourbon. One or the other.
Or a beer.
I used to do beers with them, but now I don't even like red wine with a cigar anymore.
I used to
like red wine with a cigar, but
Unless it's a port.
Okay, I haven't tried that.
Yeah. Oh.
But I have a couple wonderful ports from Fen Valley in my basement I've been saving. How long are those good for?
Well, it really depends on what kind of port it is. If it's, ports will last because of the high alcohol.
Right.
And, but you come to the store, and I'll sell you a $150 bottle of vintage port, and I guarantee it's going to last you 30
years.
Will.
You would do that?
I would
so
do that.
So glad
in a
I
heartbeat.
Had you on.
Yeah.
And to pull Matt in for just a second, what are we tasting now, Matt?
We're drinking our raspberry. That's our raspberry hard cider. That's the one we're playing around at Sobey's, maybe make some brats with.
Okay. If you've never really cared for apple cider, hard apple cider, but your friends like it, but you know there's some value there somewhere. If you drink this raspberry cider, your mind will be blown.
It's definitely different than you'd expect.
It's almost in the champagne category or something.
Yeah,
it's
we hear that a lot.
Just got a life of its own.
Yep, it's wonderful. Definitely a fun one, and it's, again, pairing well with these meat sticks.
Bubbles are affecting my head. It's crazy. I want a cigar. Tell me what kind of cigar, let's say, again, I'm an average guy. I grew up in a blue-collar house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. Our family's all been successful, but I still like to think about just basic roots and not wasting my money. I want to retire someday.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend $15 a cigar every time.
You know what? I don't think I could smoke a $15 cigar because I don't think I would enjoy it.
You've got that old conservative paisano in you,
well,
too.
I'm an old West Side boy here in Grand Rapids. You know, I grew up in a Polish ghetto. And, we came from a poor background. But even though I sell
look
cigars.
Look at you now.
Look, yeah, right.
Boom!
Yeah, the majority of cigars I smoke are in the $5 to $7 range.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe $8 at the most.
Give me two that are $5 or one.
A Perdomo Habano. It's a beautiful cigar that comes in three wrappers, Connecticut, Sun-Grown, and Maduro. And the smaller size is right around maybe high fives or low sixes, and it's just a great smoke. Just a great smoke. And then the Perdomo Lot 23s are a little bit cheaper than that. And
really?
Anytime you see a Perdomo, you can't go wrong with them. And then there's other brands out there.
So hit me up for $8.
$8, you might want to go with a Hemingway.
Love Hemingway.
Fuente Hemingway. It's about $8.69 for the signature, I believe, or the classic might be $8.99. Hemingway's are great smokes. They're made by Arturo Fuente, and they're just beautiful cigars. A Fuente.
And you know what? Here's for that guy who maybe doesn't have the time commitment for a big cigar. They've got Hemingway was famous for what? Short stories.
Short stories are very, very popular.
So now you got a nice little.
It's about a half hour smoke, if that.
Yeah, that you can blow through one of those things if you're a big toker.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
You can't
a power
say that.
Smoker. We call
yeah,
it.
That's
power
what I
smoker.
Meant to say.
Yeah.
But I love short stories.
Short stories are wonderful.
It's nice and mild too.
Yeah.
But a Fuente,
just great cigars.
But the Hemingway is a mild. What style would you call that?
The Hemingway. Well, there's three different, or there's a number of different sizes, but
no, but in terms of
in terms of
the
heaviness
and the flavor profile,
I would say it's a medium-bodied smoke, a lot of spice.
And what do you call a Maduro? Notes.
A Maduro can, as you get a lot of roasted Maduros, a lot of chocolatey flavors.
Is it the wrapper?
Yes. I'm sorry. It's the wrapper.
Okay, so the
leaf darker wrapper
that they wrap it in is darker and stronger.
Well, it's not necessarily stronger, but it could have, because of they take it from a different part of the tobacco plant, the sugars are more caramelized.
Okay.
And it really develops some different flavors. A Connecticut wrapper is a lighter wrapper, and it's very creamy.
Okay.
And the sun-grown wrapper is kind of mid-range. I get a lot of spice out of a sun-grown wrapper. Maduro wrappers can be stronger, but you just pick up different flavors.
Okay.
Some cocoa. And
so if a guy were headed up to deer camp, and he came to you and said, hey, I was listening to the Grilling Guys, and you were telling me about cigars, here's what I think I might like. Could you hook him up with a little bag?
Oh, most definitely.
Of cigars,
yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think those bubbles are getting to him.
So, I mean, because some guys might want to buy a cigar, but they really don't want to feel like they're stupid when they're walking into a humidor because they look. And I've been smoking cigars for years, and I still walk into your humidor, and I'm like,
it's overwhelming.
Man,
yeah.
There's a lot of cigars in here. I don't want to waste my money.
No,
I don't want to buy one and go, I don't like the flavor.
The first thing I ask somebody when when they're, you know, I can tell when somebody's a little bit, you know, confused as to what to buy. You know, the first thing I ask them, what's your price range?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they don't want to sound cheap, and they'll say, oh, $10. And I'll say, no, you don't need to spend that much. And I might get them on what we call the bundled cigars, which are very good cigars. They're $2 or $3 a pop, maybe $4 at the most. They come in bundles rather than boxes. They're wonderful cigars. All the main companies make them. They're just a little bit lower in value.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the very best, most expensive cigar?
You know what? The most expensive, some people will say Opus X. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You like them?
I think they're
overpriced.
Overpriced.
But they're really good, aren't
they? They're really good.
Yeah, Rush promotes them. Hey, it is the Grilling Guys. We're with Steve Siciliano and Matt DeLong from Ridge Cider. We're going to do one little segment when we come back and a little bit of man law. Stick around.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, and you're a man, all right, so you need a little man law. Today's man law. This is a big one, Steve. You'll like it. Is it permissible, in the pursuit of humor, to tap the top of another man's beer bottle with the bottom of your beer bottle, causing the other man's beer bottle to fizz over?
I think that might be fighting words right there.
No.
Yeah.
As there are plenty of other things that make us laugh without wasting a drop of beer, like Japanese game shows, Undercover Brother on DVD, and Jimmy Johnson's hair. Man law. No wasting beer in the pursuit of humor.
There you go.
Man law.
Man law.
So we need to cover a little scotch.
Ooh,
and I got turned on to scotch by a very, let's call him a notorious hunter. His name's Babe Winkleman.
Okay.
And the first time I hung out with Babe was in his family room. And, you know, it's the when in Rome thing. And him and his buddy Franklin were drinking scotch. So I didn't want to be the odd man out because I was the late arriver. And so I said, okay, give me a scotch. And how are you drinking it? However you're having it. And he just drinks it on the rocks.
Sure.
And I kind of tiptoed my way into it. He was drinking Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich?
Yes.
Okay. Glenfiddich is a real nice, I call it an entry-level scotch, to tell you the truth.
Okay, then it's Glenlivet's.
Well, Glenlivet I would call entry-level scotch, too.
It was $60 a bottle.
Okay, it could have been a different Glenlivet or Glenfiddich.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You know, they have different ages.
Okay, so, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I loved it.
Yeah.
By the end of the night, he has a stage set up in his family room and guitars.
And you were dancing?
We were rocking it out. We were jamming all night.
That's cool.
To scotch and oldies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of geezer rock.
So you like scotch right from the get-go?
I did.
Well, good. Yeah.
Well, no, I think I had it like 10 years earlier, and I'm like, hey, I don't know.
So now you're wiser and you're more mature.
So
you liked it this time
around.
I
do.
Yeah.
And I'm even diving down into some cheaper blends and finding them to be reasonable.
Oh, yeah. Teachers is a real good blend that we have at a very good price. Of course, you've got the Dewars, which I think is kind of a lighter scotch, but it's a great product.
The white label.
The white label. Again, Teachers.
How about a nice bottle for $50?
For $50. Well, let me see. Well, then we're probably going to get up in the single malt range. Then.
Yes. Yeah. I tend to like single malts.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, an Ardbeg has a 10-year that's at our store, $55.79. Big amounts of peat smoke, balanced with honey, orchard fruit, baking spice notes. It's just a wonderful scotch.
You know what I was surprised by? Johnny Walker makes their blue bottle. $150 a bottle?
Yeah.
But they make one that's called a platinum.
Even higher, huh?
No.
No?
No, the platinum's only like $95.
Oh, okay.
It's better than the blue, in my opinion.
Okay.
Fantastic. It's a lot of money to spend for a bottle of scotch.
Yeah.
But when somebody's pouring it and it's like making you take it, you kind of got to take it.
Then you do.
Hey, thanks for joining us this week. It's all the essentials of Deer Camp. Make sure you get out to Siciliano's Market on your way up to Deer Camp or whoever your great purveyor is of fine beers, liquor, cigars. And when you're in that store, if you happen to see some Ridge Cider, you grab a six-pack of that because I'm going to change your mind on cider. If you don't already know you love cider, guess what? You do now. Hit us at thegrillingguys.com. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. Go shoot something.